Well, welcome back. I am pleased to welcome back a dynamic duo who share their love of music as Mama's Black Sheep. They are vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli. I love you guys.
Cerulli.
Yeah, Cerulli.
I like the Italian. That's good. Cerulli's
fine. She doesn't care. She likes me. Yeah, but so let's tell people a little bit about Mama's Black Sheep because they may not know. You're gonna have to pull the mic a little closer to you and put it up near your mouth, or you know, because I know you're gonna play.
Is that better?
You're gonna get a chance to hear. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
They're gonna get a chance to really hear you all too. And I met you earlier this year.
Yep, in March when we were just about to release our brand new CD.
And, which is great.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you so much for having us back.
Hey, you know, part of the reason why we had you back is because of the lady that we just had on, Whitney Richardson.
Yes.
And you you help with fundraisers and trying to make a difference, always giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
Don't even live in Northern Virginia.
No, but, you know, we live in our vehicles. We live in the vehicle pretty much. Uh-huh. That's our first home. Our second home is in Baltimore. Yeah. We're in the car more than we are at the house. So yeah. We sort of try to be good stewards of every area that we go to. Mm-hmm. And Northern Virginia is definitely one of our bigger fan base markets. So it's a good time.
And you guys got, because, you know, when I go to hear you at the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City, let's give them a plug.
Yeah, little White Oak.
We go there and, you know, folks are showing up from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I drove in from Frederick. Oh, really? And it's really fun. You make it fun.
Thank you.
So, we're going to talk about your winter tour, please. They leave town, folks, when it gets cold.
Yeah, south, just like the birds do.
Yeah, just like the birds. They become snowbirds, that's for sure. But even more so, you've got a following also over in Rehoboth. A lot of stuff going on there. So it's all good, you know?
It is all good.
Yeah. So what are you going to play? We'll get to the song.
Yeah, we're gonna share a song called "I Want to Be Yours."
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Oh well, thank you so much.
We knew that. We knew that, Maggie. That's all right.
Together.
Oh, I love that song.
Thank you.
Once again, it's Mama's Black Sheep, and we are so glad to have you here today. I kind of like, you know, when I'm going out for the long holiday, I like to give somebody, our listeners, a little bit something special, and you all are definitely that.
Oh, thanks.
Let's talk about how you got together, because that's a long and winding story within itself.
It kind of is.
Because you each were kind of playing with other folks, right?
We were. You want to take this one, Ash?
Sure. We were playing at the same festival, and I was coming off the stage, and Laura was walking up the stairs on the stage, and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And that was the first time we talked to each other. And then, so I was in Common Bond. Mary Beth and I were standing in the back of the venue listening to Laura play, and I just kept going, "That's a girl doing all that." I'm going, "Wow, that's a girl. Check it out." So ended up going around the corner to meet her after she got done with her set and invited her to play on one of the Common Bond CDs, Chasing Solace. So she put some drum tracks down for us. And then musically, we just connected from then on. And then we created Mama's Black Sheep after all that. Yeah. So here we are.
We have to talk about the name, Mama's Black Sheep.
we both feel like we're the black sheep of the family, but neither one of our mamas agree with that.
Yeah, so, they don't agree.
You know.
They love you. They love you. But and talk about your journey, Laura.
As far as when we met and musically how things
Well, what you were doing before.
Well,
you walked up on the stage.
Because
if you're walking up on the stage, guess what? It meant you were already established somehow.
I kind of popped out of my mom and was right on the stage right away.
No, walking right up.
That's not quite true. But I was playing in bands from the time I was 15 years old. You know, I was playing with a bunch of guys way older than me, and they used to sneak me into, you know, bars and clubs and things that I technically should not have been in there, but because I was in the band, I got to go in. And, you know, so I've been playing a long, long time with lots of different projects. But at the time we met, I was just playing percussion, backing up a fabulous singer-songrighter named Tom Persadero, who's from Tacoma Park originally, and now he was in Texas, and he's all over the place. But anyway, I was playing with Tom, and then on that very same day that we met at that festival, which was the Susquehanna Music and Arts Festival, mm-hmm. up in near Havre de Grace, it was sort of a pinnacle weird day for me, because I met Ashlyn that day, and I also met Sonia of Sonia and Disappear Fear that day. I met them both on the same day, and these are two people who have really changed the course of my musical journey in dramatic ways.
Yeah.
I ended up playing with Sonia. I did that bit of recording with Common Bond when they asked me to come and play, you know, 3 days after we met. We were in the studio together doing some tracking. And then Ashlyn was still doing the Common Bond thing, and I did a little bit of touring with them, but I went full-time on the road in 2005 with Disappear Fear. So I was on the road for 3 years there with Sonia full-time. And doing some other things off and on after that. But we started Mama's Black Sheep in 2008 after I was kind of off the road with Sonia. And
I just want to add something. When I'm Ashlyn, by the way, coming out of your right speaker. That was Laura speaking, coming out of your left speaker. We are in stereo here on the Maggie Linton Show. Anyway, I just want to add something. When Laura was tracking in our studio for Common Bond, she got her drum tracks all done, you know, first or second take, and then she's like, "No, that's not good enough." She kept going until like the fourth take. Finally, she got it good. And me and Mary Beth are just looking at each other, shaking our heads, going, "It was perfect the first time." Anyway, she offered to sing for us. She mm-hmm. goes, "Do you want me to lay down some backing vocals?" And, you know, Mary looks at me, I look at her, and I'm like, "Nah," because we didn't know if she could sing. We're just like, I'm like, "Nah, that's okay, we got it." Because I didn't know she sang. And it took like 2 years later before I found out. And I cannot wait for you listeners to hear what I missed out on. I'm so glad I said no for her not to sing on our album. And you'll figure out why once we share this next song.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, you wanted less from her, and she was willing to give you more. And you just said, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you might show me up. No, but that wasn't even the thought. It's like, you're the drummer. Right. So they said, give the drummer some, but not
can't
that much.
Sing. What?
Yeah.
Come on.
What drew you to the drums?
It's kind of funny. I played piano was my first instrument, and mm-hmm. and is still the instrument
for a lot of us
that I write on. I still write on piano. Mm-hmm. And so when I was in school and in middle school, I was in the orchestra. I played violin in the orchestra at school, and my orchestra and band teacher said, "Hey, you read piano music, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, we really need somebody to help the percussion section out in the band, because none of the drummers know how to read music.
Really?
Yeah, notes. They don't know. They know how to read rhythms, but they don't know how to read notes for the bell parts and chime parts and all those things you need in Christmas time, you know.
Yeah. I played bell lyre
in
my marching band.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So you get it.
I get it.
So that's how I started. They drafted me into the percussion section in middle school, and I played violin with the orchestra. I played percussion with the band and played all the mallet parts. That was what I did. And then I really liked it and continued in high school and got even more into it and started playing drums and different kinds of drums. And eventually, when I graduated high school, I knew that I was going to be a music education major. And so I don't know
what she's pointing at either. We have to read her mind. She's going, no. Yeah, go ahead.
She thinks I'm making too much noise. Anyway. So I ended up majoring in percussion, concentrating percussion at my studies at Towson University. So that's sort of how it evolved.
Born to play.
Over time. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, my piano lessons, the main reason why I took piano lessons as long as I did and never really got much better is because my mom would let me drive. It had where I went to piano lessons was like a small college, and it had almost a mile-long straight driveway that would, you know, lead from the main highway up. And, when I'd get through with the lessons, if they were halfway decent, my mom would let me get in the car and drive. So
that's a good plan.
Yeah, it was a very good plan. I'm a great driver. Well, some people would say.
An excellent driver.
Yeah, I am. But at the same time, like you were mentioning bell lyre, you know, I played bassoon initially when I went into our high school band.
Wow.
And they would not let us march with them because they were pretty expensive instruments.
Well, you can impale yourself on a bassoon, too, if you're marching and you fall.
Exactly.
It'd be bad.
Yeah, I went to alto sax and I did alto sax. But even then, they needed something else in the band. You know, you got to do the little bell lyres.
Yeah, exactly.
Piccolos and things along those lines.
Music teachers got to get creative, you know, like trying to utilize what they have.
Yes, exactly. Well, we were strong, though. We were a very good band. But anyway, so we have with us, I thought I should at least tell people, the drummer, whom we've given to, drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli. Cerulli?
Cerulli. That's good.
Cerulli? Cerulli. I like
Cerulli, too. If you're Italian, it works.
There's got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. And vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller. How'd you start doing the guitar?
Oh, I was a piano player from the time I could crawl on the bench. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it came time to go to college, I couldn't. I tried to fit it in the back of the car, and it wouldn't fit. And but music was so much a part of my soul that I had to find an instrument that was as versatile as I was. And I couldn't stand the acoustic guitar. I didn't like country music. I couldn't stand it until I learned to play it. And then once I learned to play the guitar, I started hearing how wonderful the music is, and I fell in love with it. And so this is all I've done. I graduated from college, got my degree, and went on the road. So. My full-time job for my whole adult life, I've been playing guitar and singing, and it's just been awesome. I feel really blessed. So.
You know, when you mentioned that, like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and I look at both of you, and there's like a joy when you're playing. And, we're out there in the audience acting crazy and everything and having a good time, too, and trying to sing along with you. But there is a joy that you exude.
That's just
as you're
laughing
there.
At you.
Oh, well, that's
good. We see a lot from stage that other people don't see, and we have to sometimes.
Our view is pretty good.
Yeah.
I sing with my eyes closed a lot. People are like, Laura, why do you close your eyes so much? Because if I was watching y'all, I would totally be cracking up and forget my words.
And I have to tell people that you do a little bit of every kind of music. I mean, you do your hip-hop, you do your ballads, you do country music, you do a little bit of everything.
We do.
And that's what's so nice and versatile. And you also write music, too, being as now I know you both started out in piano, which to me is a basic instrument that you almost have to have, you know, to really enjoy your music. All right, look, folks, we're going to take a break. And you don't have to play us out. But when we come back, we're going to hear more from Mama's Black Sheep. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stories that inspire you. You are listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View.
variety, kids, and news. Don't watch, don't pay. Call 1-844-CALL-DISH today or visit dish.com to sign up. The new Flex Pack from Dish, it's over 50 popular channels for just $39.99 a month with your first channel pack included. Add more channel packs like locals, variety, kids, news, and more for $10 a month each. Get the skinny. Call 1-844-CALL-DISH or visit dish.com to sign up. Requires credit qualification, 2-year commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay, 1 TV included. Taxes and surcharges are extra. Offer ends October 27th, 2016. Other restrictions apply.
Sharing your stories and hot topics. Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show.
Well, welcome back. Once again, we are talking with Mama's Black Sheep. They are vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Shirley.
There you go.
AKA Mama's Black Sheep. You're all going to be down in North Carolina. That's where you're headed from. And people can actually come in here and you play.
Yes, we are. My mom and my dad live down in North Carolina, so I'm going to get to see both of them for Thanksgiving, which is very exciting. And one of the fortunate things about our touring business is that we can find work wherever we want to go. So we do have gigs down there. This weekend, we're going to be Friday in Mebane, North Carolina, at a place called the Clay Street Tavern. And everybody, you know, they eat turkey, they gobble till they wobble, and then by Friday coming around, when they've had the leftover sandwiches, they're ready to just go out and relax and get away from the family. So Mebane, North Carolina, Clay Street Tavern is a perfect place to do that. We're also going to be in the Outer Banks in Manio at Poor Richard's on Saturday. So All you listeners in North Carolina, come on out. Holla, yo.
Yeah. Honey ho. That's what it is. All right. You're going to play something.
We are. We're going to do we like to call this our big hit. No, I'm kidding. this is a special song for us, though. It's off the new CD. And generally.
We should say that the new CD is.
Yeah, it's called Live at the Bevy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is actually a 2-disc set with a DVD and CD together, so it's kind of exciting. But it's a full-length concert we recorded out in Cleveland, Ohio, and then with our full band, which was it's always fun to have the band. And then and we ended up doing this song on there because it's the first song that we as Mama's Black Sheep have written together. Usually Ashlyn writes her songs, I write mine, and then we arrange things together. But this was a true co-write between the two of us, and it's people have been having a lot of fun with it. So it has a little kitchen innuendo in it too. So that's
perfect
for Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. Definitely perfect for Thanksgiving.
This is called Spoonin'.
Yay, one of my favorites.
Some girls like a fancy gourmet dinner. Some may like a great big diamond ring. But let me put your mind at ease. I'm a simple woman with simple needs, requiring only the simplest of things. Always spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby. You bless me, so come on in my kitchen. Always spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so. so tight, spooning with my baby tonight. Spooning till the morning light, spooning makes my whole world right. Spooning with my baby mysterious, keep you searching for their secrets all your lives. Well, you open up that kitchen drawer, you find out what I'm looking for, right between the forks and the knives. Oh, we're spooning all through the night, spooning, holding you so tight, spooning with my baby. Sopping goodness that my grandma always made me, but I still deem you my favorite. There ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby. There ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby.
Mama's Black Sheep. That's one of my favorites, too.
Oh, they're all your favorites.
Yeah, well, I know. I go, that's one of my favorites. But let's talk about your winter tour, because as soon as it gets, now, you're going to keep on going south when you leave North Carolina? Or are you coming back?
No, we're coming back.
Oh, all right.
We don't leave officially for the real deal winter tour until mid-January. Okay. We'll be heading south for an extended period of time, but
when the weather forecast says above 50, that's when you head back up, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We watch for the groundhog. before we get to that, though, we have a bunch of big things coming up, including the Jam and Java show on December the 1st, which you already had a lovely conversation with Whitney Richardson from Northern Virginia Family Service this morning, and we're super excited to be to be working with them for this Music Makes Life Better concert. It's Music Makes Life Better is something that Jam and Java has been doing for a few years now. And it's really an opportunity for us and for other artists. Artists are generally, you know, like people who want to give back, want to make things better and easier for people. So it's a great chance for us, especially getting close to the holidays, to do something that gives back. And so we usually end up doing one of these shows every year right around the beginning of December. And so we're very excited to be working with Northern Virginia Family Service this time around. And what else is really fun about this show is it's a triple bill show with us, with our good friend Christine Havrilla, who's a great singer-songwriter from Philadelphia, and with Scott and Jen Smith, who are a husband-wife songwriting duo from Baltimore called Naked Blue. They are amazing, and I'm so excited that it worked out schedule-wise. We've been trying to get this together with them for a while, and this was the first year that all of our schedules sort of
meshed.
The trouble with musicians is our schedules are always crazy, and it's hard to get people together. But it worked out, and this is going to be really fun, not only because we get to do something great for the people in the community, But because we get to get together with our friends, it's kind of like sitting here with you, Maggie, where it's really loose and
fun,
and we're going to do it in a writer in the round format, which people don't know what that is, it's all, everybody's on stage at the same time, and we kind of jam a little bit on each other's songs and jump in on harmonies and add stuff and talk stories and you know, and talk smack about each other a little bit, because that's what we do, and the fact that we're all friends doing it, it's really going to be a lot of fun.
I remember back in the day, Jen Smith of Naked Blue, they were doing some kind of Writers in the Round thing, and I saw them, and I said, Jen, how do you do that? How does everybody know what to do? And she goes, well, like, when everybody's just really good, you know, they just kind of know what to do. And I didn't get that at the time. But now I get to do it with her, which is, that's, I'm like, yay.
You moved up into the good.
I stepped up. Yes, I
did. It's exciting. We're real excited about the show. And it is selling out quickly, too. All the table seats are pretty much gone, but there's lots of general admission seating, which is like row seating. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing about Jamma Java is there's not a bad seat in the house. It's a great space. And, I hope that we fill it up that night for Northern Virginia Family Service. That's going to be great.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's a nice thing to do. It's the middle of the week, but we all know that the week starts slowing down as you get toward Christmas.
Yep.
And the holidays, not just Christmas, but just the holidays in general. And so why not? So you start early enough. It's not like you're starting at 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
No, it's early. You know, we're hoping we catch people right after work. They'll come over. Mm-hmm. Their front lobby and bar and coffee bar and juice bar and all that is open at 5 p.m. You know, so people can come right from work, get dinner, hang out, whatever, and then stay for the show, which starts at 7:30. So
there you go.
Should be very, very fun.
That extra half hour before 8 really makes a big difference for me. Yeah. You know, because I get up so early. Yeah. It really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got that coming up, and then again this weekend. Are you working on a new album?
I guess for writers, we're always in the process of working on new things. Mm-hmm. But since we just released an album this year, it's going to be a while before something new is released.
This DVD CD release came out March 6th, and so it's not even been a year for that one yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we always have little ideas that we bounce off each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, just continuing to build your name. And reputation of people that show up and do a good show.
And there are people like you that help get us out there, our name out there. So thank you so much, Maggie Linton, for having us today.
You know, I just, like I said, I got excited when I saw you last time, and you said, you know, can we come in and promote this? And I said, you can just come in if you're not promoting anything.
going to hang out with Maggie.
Yeah, just come out and hang out with me, because your spirits are in the right places and your music is really good.
Thank you so much.
The harmonies. Someone who kind of grew up singing in a chorus.
Let us know when you get moved in that house. We'll come over and shine you up.
You know, maybe
nothing
you'll be
like a house concert. You know,
yeah.
Now we're talking. Yeah. We're talking.
All right. So, we got about 3.5 minutes to go. Yeah. All right, we got about 3.5 minutes to go. I don't know if you're going to play anything else, but
we can do one more for you.
Make it short, because I got something I want to read. Actually, I could do that now.
Okay,
You could play us out. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right, folks. Once again, you heard them: vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli. Cerulla, a.k.a. Mama's Black Sheep. Their tour and website, everything: mamasblacksheep.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Guess what? It's Mama's Black Sheep. Tomorrow and Friday, shows from last week to keep you in the buying mode from our entrepreneurs and small businesses. By the way, as I said, links to all of our small business guests can be found at my website, maggielinton.com, under the Marketplace tab. Monday, we have astronumerologist Lloyd Strayhorn, and of course, Michaela James has been doing the keyboards on the other side for the past 3 days, and thank you so much to you. Folks, this is something I want to read to you, and I read it pretty much every Thanksgiving, but it's really special to me. It's from the book that I read out of every day. It's called Acts of Faith, and it's by Ayelana Van Zandt, and it's called Truly Blessed. Can you see, hear, and speak? Can you walk, move around, and do things for yourself? Did you eat today, yesterday, someday last week? Can you pick up a telephone, turn on a light, stick a key in a door, and have a place to sleep? Are your feet adequately covered? Do you have something to wear? Are your lungs and kidneys functioning? Can you breathe without assistance? Can you move your hands, arms, legs, and do the things you want to do? Is there someone who will help you if you need help? Is there someone you know who will be there no matter what you've done? Can you laugh when you want to? Cry if you need to. Does your mind let you know the difference between the two? Is there a tree you can touch? A flower you can smell? Can you stand in the rays of the sun? Give thanks for every yes you can give, and remind yourself that you are truly blessed. God bless you all out there. Have a great Thanksgiving. It's your turns, ladies.
You've been waiting on a change. Think it's time you rearrange and adjust your expectations. This grudge you choose to hold is just eating up your soul. You'll regret it when you're older. Shoulda, coulda, woulda doesn't get you very far. What if I had only just a question in the dark? All this negativity is consuming who you are. You got to let it go. Let it go. Go now, yeah. You got to learn to let it go. Let it go. Let it go now, yeah.
Hi, I'm Maggie Linton. Don't miss a moment of my show. Listen on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
Sharing your stories and hot topics. Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show.
Well, welcome back. Once again, we are talking with Mama's Black Sheep. They are vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Shirley.
There you go.
AKA Mama's Black Sheep. You're all going to be down in North Carolina. That's where you're headed from. And you're going to, people can actually come in here and you play.
Yes, we are. My mom and my dad live down in North Carolina. So I'm going to get to see both of them for Thanksgiving, which is very exciting. And one of the fortunate things about our touring business is that we can find work wherever we want to go. So we do have gigs down there. This weekend, we're going to be Friday in Mebane, North Carolina, at a place called the Clay Street Tavern. And everybody, you know, they eat turkey, they gobble till they wobble, and then by Friday coming around, when they've had the leftover sandwiches, they're ready to just go out and relax and get away from the family. So Mebane, North Carolina, Clay Street Tavern is a perfect place to do that. We're also going to be in the Outer Banks in Manio at Port Richards on Saturday. So All you listeners in North Carolina, come on out. Holla, yo.
Yeah. Honey ho. That's what it is. All right. You're going to play something.
We are. We're going to do we like to call this our big hit. No, I'm kidding. this is a special song for us, though. It's off the new CD. And generally.
We should say that the new CD is.
Yeah, it's called Live at the Bevy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is actually a two-disc set with a DVD and CD together, so it's kind of exciting. But it's a full-length concert we recorded out in Cleveland, Ohio, and then with our full band, which was, it's always fun to have the band. And then and we ended up doing this song on there because it's the first song that we as Mama's Black Sheep have written together. Usually Ashlyn writes her songs, I write mine, and then we arrange things together. But this was a true co-write between the two of us, and it's people have been having a lot of fun with it. So it has a little kitchen innuendo in it too. So that's
perfect
for Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. Definitely perfect for Thanksgiving.
This is called Spoonin'.
Yay, one of my favorites.
Some girls like a fancy gourmet dinner. Some may like a great big diamond ring. But let me put your mind at ease. I'm a simple woman with simple needs, requiring only the simplest of things. Always spooning all through the night, spooning, holding you so guess it ain't the sweet that you bless me. So come on in my kitchen. Oh, we're spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby. Keep you searching for their secrets all your lives. Well, you open up that kitchen drawer, you find out what I'm looking for, right between the forks and the knives. Oh, we're spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby. Stopping goodness that my grandma always made me, but I still deem you my favorite. Ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby.
Mama's Black Sheep. That's one of my favorites, too.
Oh,
thank
they're all
you.
Your favorites.
Yeah, well, I know. I do. I go, that's one of my favorites. But let's talk about your winter tour, because as soon as it gets, now, you're going to keep on going south when you leave North Carolina? Or are you coming back?
No, we're coming back.
Oh, all right.
We don't leave officially for the real deal winter tour until mid-January. Okay. We'll be heading south for an extended period of time, but
when the weather forecast says above 50, that's when you head back up, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We watch for the groundhog. before we get to that, though, we have a bunch of big things coming up, including the Jam and Java show on December the 1st, which you already had a lovely conversation with Whitney Richardson from Northern Virginia Family Service this morning, and we're super excited to be working with them for this Music Makes Life Better concert. It's Music Makes Life Better is something that Jam and Java has been doing for a few years now. And it's really an opportunity for us and for other artists. Artists are generally, you know, like people who want to give back, want to make things better and easier for people. So it's a great chance for us, especially getting close to the holidays, to do something that gives back. And so we usually end up doing one of these shows every year right around the beginning of December. And so we're very excited to be working with Northern Virginia Family Service this time around. And what else is really fun about this show is it's a triple bill show with us, with our good friend Christine Havrilla, who's a great singer-songwriter from Philadelphia, and with Scott and Jen Smith, who are a husband-wife songwriting duo from Baltimore called Naked Blue. They are amazing, and I'm so excited that it worked out schedule-wise. We've been trying to get this together with them for a while, and this was the first year that all of our schedules sort of
that's meshed.
The trouble with musicians is our schedules are always crazy, and it's hard to get people together. But it worked out, and this is going to be really fun, not only because we get to do something great for people in the community, But because we get to get together with our friends, it's kind of like sitting here with you, Maggie, where it's really loose and
fun,
and we're going to do it in a writer in the round format, which if people don't know what that is, it's all, everybody's on stage at the same time, and we kind of jam a little bit on each other's songs and jump in on harmonies and add stuff and talk stories and you know, and talk smack about each other a little bit, because that's what we do, and the fact that we're all friends doing it, it's really going to be a lot of fun.
I remember back in the day, Jen Smith of Naked Blue, they were doing some kind of Writers in the Round thing, and I saw them, and I said, Jen, how do you do that? How does everybody know what to do? And she goes, well, like, when everybody's just really good, you know, they just kind of know what to do. And I didn't get that at the time. But now I get to do it with her, which is, that's, I'm like, yay.
You moved up into the good.
I stepped up. You know,
it's exciting. We're real excited about the show. And it is selling out quickly, too. All the table seats are pretty much gone, but there's lots of general admission seating, which is like row seating. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing about Jamma Java is there's not a bad seat in the house. It's it's a great space. And I hope that we fill it up that night for Northern Virginia Family Service. That's going
to
be great.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's a nice thing to do. It's the middle of the week, but we all know that the week starts slowing down as you get toward Christmas.
Yep.
And the holidays, not just Christmas, but just the holidays in general. And so why not? So you start early enough. It's not like you're starting at 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
No, it's early. It's early. You know, we're hoping we catch people right after work. They'll come over. Mm-hmm. Their front lobby and bar and coffee bar and juice bar and all that is open at 5 p.m. You know, so people can come right from work, get dinner, hang out, whatever, and then stay for the show, which starts at 7:30. So
there you go.
Should be very, very fun.
That extra half hour before 8 really makes a big difference for me.
Yeah.
You know, because I get up so early.
Yeah.
It really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got that coming up, and then again this weekend. Are you working on a new album?
I guess for writers, we're always in the process of working on new things. Mm-hmm. But since we just released an album this year, it's going to be a while before something new is released.
This DVD CD release came out March 6th. And, so it's not even been a year for that one yet, but we always have little ideas that we bounce off each other and stuff like that.
Yeah. Just continuing to build your name. And reputation of people that show up and do a good show.
And there are people like you that help get us out there, our name out there. So thank you so much, Maggie Lindsay, for having us today.
You know, I just, like I said, I got excited when I saw you last time, and you said, you know, can we come in and promote this? And I said, you can just come in if you're not promoting anything.
we're just going to hang out with Maggie.
Yeah, just come out and hang out with me, because your spirits are in the right places and your music is really good.
Thank you.
I just
so
love
much.
The harmonies. Someone who kind of grew up singing in a chorus.
Let us know when you get moved in that house. We'll come over and shine you up.
You know, maybe
nothing
you'll be
like a house concert. You know,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
All right. So, we got about 3.5 minutes to go. Yeah. All right, we got about 3.5 minutes to go. I don't know if you're going to play anything else, but
we can do one more for you.
Make it short, because I got something I want to read. Actually, I could do that now.
Okay,
You could play us out. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right, folks. Once again, you heard them: vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli. Cerulla, a.k.a. Mama's Black Sheep. Their tour and website, everything: mamasblacksheep.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Guess what? It's Mama's Black Sheep. Tomorrow and Friday, shows from last week to keep you in the buying mode from our entrepreneurs and small businesses. By the way, as I said, links to all of our small business guests can be found at my website, maggielinton.com, under the Marketplace tab. Monday, we have astronumerologist Lloyd Strayhorn, and of course, Michaela James has been doing the keyboards on the other side for the past 3 days, and thank you so much to you. Folks, this is something I want to read to you, and I read it pretty much every Thanksgiving, but it's really special to me. It's from the book that I read out of every day. It's called Acts of Faith. It's by Ayalana Van Zant, and it's called Truly Blessed. Can you see, hear, and speak? Can you walk, move around, and do things for yourself? Did you eat today, yesterday, someday last week? Can you pick up a telephone, turn on a light, stick a key in a door, and have a place to sleep? Are your feet adequately covered? Do you have something to wear? Are your lungs and kidneys functioning? Can you breathe without assistance? Can you move your hands, arms, legs, and do the things you want to do? Is there someone who will help you if you need help? Is there someone you know who will be there no matter what you've done? Can you laugh when you want to? Cry if you need to. Does your mind let you know the difference between the two? Is there a tree you can touch? A flower you can smell? Can you stand in the rays of the sun? Give thanks for every yes you can give, and remind yourself that you are truly blessed. God bless you all out there. Have a great Thanksgiving. It's your turns, ladies.
You've been waiting on a change. Think it's time you rearrange and adjust your expectations. This grudge you choose to hold is just eating up your soul. You'll regret it when you're older. Shoulda, coulda, woulda doesn't get you very far. What if I had only just a question in the dark? All this negativity is consuming who you are. You got to let it go. Let it go. Go now, yeah. You got to learn to let it go. Let it go. Let it go now, yeah.
Hi, I'm Maggie Linton. Don't miss a moment of my show. Listen on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.